I'll call the August 3rd Plan Commission meeting in order. Mr. Sumlaut, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
It's excused.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Assistant City Engineer Arnold?
Here.
Who I will add for the record is filling in for City Engineer Morrow, who's on vacation.
And will vote.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, approval of the meeting minutes of the regular meeting of July 20th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to public hearings and business matters. Item C1, Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC, single family residential development. We have a rezoning and a comprehensive master plan update. There is a public hearing scheduled for the rezoning application. Mr. Sumwalt.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 3rd, 2017 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To your public comment regarding an application by Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone the C1 Conservancy District portion of land located upon lots 1, 2, and 3 of certified survey map number 8907, located at 11906 and 11908 West Loomis Road to R8 Multiple Family Residence District. Property bearing tax key number 891-998-9001.
Mr. Deedle, you got the highlights?
Yes. As you mentioned, it's two things. Public hearing is just for the rezoning, but there are two items with this agenda item. Again, this is a follow-up condition of the previous special use that they rezone the C1 to get rid of it. And also a condition of that special use was to change the comprehensive master plan. It currently shows this entire area as natural resource features, and they're going to change it to be residential and natural resource features. Staff's recommending approval. A couple of things I could note, to keep it short, that they do have another step they still have to do. Even after this rezoning and comprehensive master plan, there is a certified survey map that probably will be the last step to split this one large lot, that wooded lot, into up to three pieces. They have submitted that. It's currently under review by staff. So that'll be coming to the Plan Commission and Council shortly. So that'll be coming after this. Another thing I could mention, the last thing I could mention is, I guess, for the Comprehensive Master Plan Amendment, the two existing lots that are adjacent to Loomis, they're actually not proposing the change to Comprehensive Master Plan for that. They have no plans for that for now, so they're going to leave it the way it is, and that would be commercial.
So just to boil us down to simple, city doesn't do conservancy zoning anymore.
Nope.
We take care of that through our through our certified survey maps and designations on that, correct?
And rezonings.
So really, what this is two things. It's clean up the conservancy zoning, get rid of that, and then just change it from conservancy zoning to what it is and shall be.
And which you can call that a cleanup, too.
Okay. We have a properly noticed public hearing. I will open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Please give us your name and address.
Frank Janiszewski, 12301 West Bryan Road. It would be helpful in the mailings to at least describe what we're talking about, because I am unclear what lot you're actually talking about. You're zipping around with the lasers, but I don't know which piece of parcel you're actually talking about.
Frank, I apologize for that. That's been a bane of my existence for the 20 years I've been doing this.
Okay.
But we're constrained by state law. So anyway. So the lot we're talking about is that one, correct?
Except for the little finger that you added there.
Okay, so it's this one.
Yes.
Isn't that on Bryan Road, not Loomis Road?
Yes.
But that says Loomis Road.
It says both. So, yes, they included all those lots just in case, because the council or plan commission could recommend changing the comprehensive master plan for those lots on Loomis as well, but although the applicant's not asking for that.
It doesn't say anything about Ryan Road addresses.
And staff's also pointing out there is no address for that lot on Ryan because the city doesn't assign addresses until there's a home.
It's certainly not described as adjoining to Ryan at all. This description is only 11908 and 06 Loomis Road. That's it.
I believe there's a tax key number to it, right?
There is.
There's a tax key number as well.
Which tax key number are we talking about? This is why a map would be helpful.
Tax key number for the original property. The original property would be those two addresses on Loomis and the land on Loomis.
So the legal description that's in the public hearing notice is for the entire parcel, which included the two addresses, which were two single-family homes that were on Loomis, and the portion of the property that abuts Ryan Road, which won't be assigned an address until such time as a home gets built.
Okay, just to be clear, okay, this is the north-south line just to the west of the pond going east, correct?
So we're talking about this area in here, right? Is, I think, where your concern lies. Right now there's only these two homes which have addresses on Loomis.
Right.
This portion of the property is vacant. This is where there will potentially be new homes in the future, but until such time as those homes get approved, there will be no assigned addresses on Ryan.
So that's actually conservancy right now?
Right now, this is there's a conservancy zoning on the lot that corresponds with the water on the lot. And that is what is being removed. It'll be protected via conservation easement instead.
And Orrin, his microphone is not turned on, I don't believe.
Mine?
Yeah.
Sometimes I speak really close to it, too.
All right. It wasn't. Yes. It was for a while. I know that. All right. Okay, so that it's clearer for me now. Just so I know which parcels we're talking about, because I had no clue. I was just looking at the Loomis addresses, and then we're talking Ryan Road stuff, and that was...
It can be confusing, so when a home does get developed along Ryan Road, that home will have a Ryan Road address.
And the zoning is actually not single-family, right? It's asking for multi?
Correct. R8, multiple-family.
Oh. What does that actually mean? Why wouldn't it have been then single-family zoning rather than multifamily zoning?
Because part of it was already zoned R8, and so they just wanted to keep it all R8. And every residential use in an R8 would be a special use. But they are proposing to have only single families there.
Much clearer, thank you.
Again, I apologize. We work on it to the limitations that the state lets us. Good evening.
Eric Belsarelski, 11930 West Ryan Road. The last meeting we had, that little parcel was three separate homes. The last Planning Commission meeting?
Right.
Not homes, lots.
Lots, yes.
Well, yeah, but you're planning on putting three, like a 2.5 acre lot or 1.5 acre lot, like a 3/4 acre lot or something like that. So is the plan still the same thing, or is it condos now or something like that?
What they're right now before us tonight is it's just going to stay those three lots tonight.
Right.
But they are following up that they did submit another CSM to split that large lot into 1, 2, or 3 lots.
Because a neighbor down the road, Tommy Benning, talked to Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And he was thinking that condos.
No.
He heard, you've talked to Tommy Benning. I think you know him.
Well, I apologize for interrupting, but let's get it from the horse's mouth. Dan?
Sure. Yeah.
Dan, give us your name and address.
Dan Schott, Fair Development, 4011 Edith Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin. As was indicated before, tonight is really...
Don't go away.
It's
still your turn.
No, it's cleanup work. Our intention is, as Mr. Deal said, we have a CSM submitted.
CSM is a certified survey map. It's the legal document that outlines what the lots are.
To divide that property into up to three single-family home sites. Staff has asked us to rezone the portions of the map that are still C1, which is the pond and wetland buffer. We have recorded a conservation easement already protecting that property, so we're not proposing to do any development in those sensitive areas. The existing zoning right now is R8 multifamily, and we thought the easiest and cleanest way is to keep the zoning the same. We were approved for a special use for single family in the R8 district last month, and we have submitted for a certified survey map to split this into three individual home sites. No condos.
Rumors. Be careful what you hear on the street. Thanks for coming. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, see no one else rise. I will close the public hearing on this matter for the rezoning. Without objection, we should move on to some action on this. Relative to the comprehensive master plan amendment, that's saying that this should be residential, not conservancy. Is there a motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for property located at 11906 and 11908 West Loomis Road from the areas of natural resource features use and water use to residential use and areas of natural resource features use and water use pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 66.10014 sub B?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to the rezoning, which we just had a public hearing on. This is to change it from C1 to R8. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone the C1 Conservancy District portion of the land located upon lots 1, 2, and 3 of Certified Survey Map 8907, located at 11906 and 11908 West Loomis Road to R8 Multifamily Residence District, approximately 3.7271 acres, tax key number 891-9989-001.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, move on to item C2, another public hearing. Zena's Cochina, a direct selling establishment use in the industrial park. Mr. Sumwalt. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 3rd, 2017 at 7 o'clock p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Corrine Rosina, owner/operator of Zena's Cochina LLC, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 5963, Direct Selling Establishments, to allow for a commercial kitchen/home base for a food truck business use upon the Creative Wood Products, Inc. property, zoned M1 Limited Industrial District, located at 9710-9720 South 58th Street.
Corrine, are you here? Good. Thanks. Mr. Deedle.
As Oren noted, this is in the industrial park, the original M1 older industrial park. So it's an existing building. The existing business is going to remain. They just want to be able to store this food truck on the property. They're also going to probably ask to upgrade the kitchen to make it a commercial kitchen, prepare the food items, transport them into the truck. The special use will include that use, and to allow them to park the truck, which is over 8,000 pounds, overnight. So that's both part of the special use. Staff's recommending approval, although we are suggesting that they consider moving the location of the truck from the southeast corner of the property, which is sort of visible from the road, to all the way behind the building. But that's just a suggestion.
Okay. This is a public hearing. We have properly noticed. I will open a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece. Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Just one comment. I think we ought to add a requirement that you also open your truck for business in the industrial business park daily so they can take advantage of it. Mr. Fowler, Commissioner Fowler.
Does the applicant have any issues with parking the truck where the staff recommends?
No. Anyone else? Commissioner Hogan.
I'm going to do a motion to approve with that correction or that addition.
So your motion is to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for commercial kitchen home base for a food truck business use upon Creative Wood Products, Inc., properly located at 9710 and 9720 South 58th Street. Is that your motion, Alt?
That's it.
Is there support for that?
Second.
Question.
Alderman Dandre.
Back in there. The pictures that we have in our packet, they look like a trailer.
It's a trailer.
It is. We use the term food truck because generally that's what someone would call it. They would.
Okay. So.
But it will be towed behind the
a truck vehicle. Or a vehicle. Okay.
We're not going to push it?
Okay. Okay. That's all I wanted is clarification. Thank you.
By the way, we are doing a couple of things where we are encouraging food truck business in the business park as an amenity to you guys. So I'm going to have Aaron Hertzberg give you a call and maybe get you some more business. It's a motion on the floor to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Do you have a second?
Commissioner Fowler. Motion carries. So move on to item D1, Newman Developments, Inc., Park Circle Duplex Single Family Condominium Development, a certified survey map and condominium plats. Mr. Deal.
No public hearing. Maybe a little bit more description. A few things going on here. So, there, again, two related items on this agenda for this project. One's a CSM, and they're creating three lots with the public road going through the proposed to go through the property. They'll be creating three lots, so that's why they're doing the CSM. They're also doing a condo plat because they would like to do this as duplex condos. With the condo plat, they're only showing the first three buildings. The other areas, the remainder of the condo, would be future expansion areas, so they'll have to come back and do amendments or addendums to provide the details for that. They also are proposing to come back later. They've submitted recently, it's under review, special use. That's also going to be required for this project. But again, just tonight is the certified survey map and the condominium plat. A couple of things that I wanted to point out. They do have a future road identified, 80th Street, along the west side of the property where that tree line is. As you can see the cul-de-sac for 80th Street way at the north of the photo. So staff recommended that they extend that road or at least the right-of-way or reservation or dedication all the way down south. They are proposing right now a dedication. Engineering staff is looking at that, and then Sarah will talk into it in more detail, but it's my understanding dedication is usually used when the road construction is imminent. Reservation is used when we don't know when the road's going to be constructed. And that's second case is the case here. We don't know when 80th Street will be constructed. So engineering staff is recommending and planning staff's agreeing to change that dedication to a reservation instead.
What is the legal differentiation between the two terms? Can either one of you answer that?
No.
I do know if it's dedicated, the city has to maintain it. Our public works do. Whereas if it's a reservation, it will be maintained by, in this case, would be the HOA. It would be their land to maintain. They could not object at the time when the city did want to take it for the dedication to build the road.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So that would be one of the issues. Other issues are related to natural resources. As you can see, there's a tree line on the west we believe is a protected natural resource feature. The water main is going to go that route as well. Water main would be an essential service which is allowed through natural resource features as long as they restore the site back to its original conditions. The applicant does not want to do that. So as part of their special use, they're going to ask the council and the city for approval not to restore this area. I can point out in that regard as well, when the road does go through, we will lose those trees. But we don't know when the road's going to go through. But that'll be part of their special use request. The reason I bring that up now is because then it wouldn't be shown in the conservation easement. So it is related to this item as well. Also, the...
Let's deal with that issue. Just right out. Can we come to some middle ground where we plan, we do this survey for the street right-of-way and make sure that we put the utilities in what would be the easement, not the right-of-way? Hopefully, therefore, protecting some of the natural resources until they have to get torn down. It'll give up the aldermen in the future more headaches with people saying they're ripping down my trees for a road. So,
can I ask a question?
I believe that can be done. I don't know how significant that is. If they have to move from an engineering standpoint, it can be done. I don't know how much of a pain in the butt by moving it over 10 or 20 feet. Does that cause you any problems from...
Well, let me ask it this way. Is there some action that the Plan Commission needs to take to allow that to happen, or can that just happen at the staff level?
Yes, you probably would have You'd have to add a recommendation to say that you want that tree line included within the conservation easement. And then, of course,
that will impact the future.
Yep. But they can always come back in the future if they can get common council approval to revise the conservation easement.
All right. I've asked for some I don't want anymore. Commissioner Hogan.
Are we saying that for sure there's going to be a road?
No.
Probably someday.
That's what I'm asking. So there is a plan for a road, but that could change. And so we want to do all these recommendations or possibilities that there is going to be a road, that we don't even know if there's going to be a road.
We want there to be a road sometime.
Okay.
So we want to prepare for that possibility. But there's no money in the budget. There's no need for a road there right now. But someday there will be.
And the city's going to put that road in when that road happens?
We don't know. City generally doesn't build roads. Generally.
I guess that's what I'm wondering. So ultimately, the city would need to construct it?
My guess is going past an already developed property, yes, the city would have to pay for it. That would be my guess. Commissioner Fowler.
That tree line along the west side, I noticed they did a Natural Resource Protection Plan, which did identify trees over to the east. Where they've identified a number, I think 25, what I would consider significant trees. They did none over along that line, or is there a reason why those were not identified? Or, I mean, I've looked at that line before. I would
that
defer
line
to my commissioner colleague, Kevin Haley, but the trees along that line, deeper into the woods, there's more beneficial trees, but that tree line did not seem to have significant trees.
For the audio portion, that line you're speaking of is the west property line?
The west property. I'm sorry, yes, for the west property line. The one that's that way. But the trees that I've seen identified are over to the east of the property.
Yes, I believe, I'm guessing. My guess would be they didn't show that because they're asking for this permission through the special use not to restore that area.
So the question, so did they do it or they did not? Do we know if they did it or did not have a survey done?
I do not know.
Do we ask the applicant if they did that?
Mr. O'Donnell, good evening.
Good evening. We did have a natural resource protection plan that was done over the entire site for the project. Mature woodlands were indicated on the report on the north side of the property line and on the south side of the property line. And we have identified those on the CSM and conservation. But the mature woodlands was not identified in that west property line in the natural resource protection plan that was done for us.
Okay, that's what I'm holding here.
Correct.
So you didn't find any significant trees along there?
That's correct. There was no species that had to be identified for the requirements for the NRPP.
And at the end of the day,
going to be a road anyway.
There was conversation with the city engineer and myself, Mr. O'Donnell, you may have heard this, relative to the tree line on the north side and enhancement of that city responsibility, but some language going into documents, whether it's deed or certified survey map, that indicates that the lands to the north are municipal, are serve as municipal purpose and will be used.
Yes, we put a notation on there regarding the ball diamonds and what the future use of that Department of Public Works facility was, so the residents would be on notice that in the future those ball diamonds may disappear and may be future expansion of the DPW lands.
Where is that note? Is that on the CSM?
I believe it's on the CSM.
Okay, that's all I need. That's fine.
Maybe the last one in that lower left-hand corner.
So you may be advised to maintain that northern tree line.
It's on our buffer. Property.
Ironically, that northern woodland mature tree line, the NRPP identifies that the mature woodland, actually, the trees themselves aren't on our property. Okay. It's just the drip line that's on our property. So it suggested that we identify it as a mature woodland without any species actually on property. It's just the drip line. So you have the canopy of the tree that overhangs the property line, and that's what got picked up as a mature woodland on our site. So the trees themselves aren't on the property, but the drip line is, therefore, met the criteria to be a mature woodland and is on the report that way.
It's important to maintain the drip line, because if you start to damage the roots underneath, you can kill the trees.
Sure.
So any kind of activity on that side on your property could impact the trees on the other side. So it is important to have that.
Oh, right. And just saying that the tree itself isn't on the property. Yeah.
I just want the record to reflect that I'm looking out for future aldermen and people getting upset.
Right.
So just any other questions for staff on this? Commissioner Haley.
Okay. I'm still trying to understand the street and the water part. So they want to put this development in. Ultimately, there'd be the loop road. There would be no exit to the west. And at some point in the future, isn't there an issue with the fire department and only having one access to this development till some unknown point in the future? Then we're being asked, it sounds like the city would have to pay for that road. And then I guess the other question is this is the route that the water main would take, so who's paying to put that in? I'm trying to understand the city's responsibilities here.
Okay, so the water main is currently up here. I don't know, Sarah, which side is it? Is it down the middle?
Oh, geez, I don't remember.
Whatever. It's here.
Right.
And it's going to come down here, and it's going to serve this property, and they've made arrangements for these, I think. Corey, is that?
Yeah, we'll have easements in place that if they want to be serviced by water, they can.
So the Newman development is going to extend that sewer and water because it goes past here and goes south to the development farther south. Relative to the fire chief's not here, but relative to the access to this parcel, I have not heard any objections from the fire chief relative to one entrance, given that it's a loop road, a circle road. I have not.
No, and that makes sense. That was my first instinct. I'm just trying to better understand why we don't just put the road in now.
Well,
obviously there's a cost associated with that.
Only half of the road would actually be on there, so they would be building just the eastern side of the road.
You see, it's half and half. And
which would be very unusual.
Well, we've done it once, and it's still a problem. Mark?
Can I just bring up as well, I just want to be sure, in addition to, since we are requiring that 80th be a reservation and not a dedication, I couldn't tell if for West Park Circle Way, so the stub, I guess, if you want to call it, I couldn't tell if that was proposed or future. If that is not built at this time, that area would also have to be a reservation. And if it is built, I just want to throw in, we do need a cul-de-sac at the end as opposed to just an end, because if it is built and dedicated, our DPW will be taking care of it.
You know, and that was an interesting thought. We thought the same thing. With the looped access through there, you have complete fire protection services. The cul-de-sac bulb, if that would need to be added to that end, I believe really wouldn't serve any purpose and would also have to be maintained by the municipality. So, I mean, we're willing to go either way with it. We just thought the extension of a cul-de-sac bulb on there, you know, it's not servicing the lots, and the access and the turnaround's already there with the loop system, so we're not sure.
So you're saying the whole stub you would not build?
We could potentially not build, or we could also look at alternative arrangements.
And I think we were okay with that. It's just, yes, if it is built for our DPW vehicles, sure, we would need the cul-de-sac. Glenn is out of town. I think they were okay with it not being built, but again, then it would have to be in a reservation, not sure, a dedication.
Right. And we're willing to do either, but that was
okay,
our understanding as well.
Okay, great.
Commissioner Haley.
So just so I'm clear on that, so your thought at this point is not to put the stub in at all, just do the loop?
Do the reservation.
We'd have to do the reservation for both segments, north and east most. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Deedle.
Another natural resource related issue is they're not putting in the wetland setbacks within the conservation easement. That is something that it's never really been clear in the UDO, but recently Alderman Wilhelm had Jesse look into it, and Jesse says, yes, it could go. You could interpret it that way, that the UDO requires the setback to be included. He was intending to someday update the UDO just to make it clear. So just to let you on notice, the last couple years, the council has been, at the urging of Alderman Wilhelm, been telling applicants to include the setbacks within the conservation easement. They are not proposing to do that.
Any issues with that, Mr. O'Donnell?
Well, I'll review that with our engineers. I believe it was based on the requirements and the lot layouts that it worked out logistically better if the wetland setbacks were outside of that conservation easement area.
Okay. I'm sitting here scratching. Commissioner Haley.
I guess that's a little disconcerting to me. I understand why you just assume not have them in, but the whole idea is that they're to be protected and preserved. You've got some very shallow rear lots here, and I think the concern I would have is the tendency in the future is for the owners to encroach on those areas, that they'll be out there wanting to put pools and swing sets and things like that in. It's a natural resource that's not supposed to be protected and not supposed to be disturbed. So why wouldn't we just include it in there? I think that's probably the safe thing to do. I'm really concerned. I look at the north property line. You've got buildings 25 feet off of the property line with tree canopy encroachment in it.
Sure.
It's very difficult to build a house without disturbing more than 25 feet around it. So those impacts are going to be there. So I'd be concerned about seeing some type of protection at the drip lines or something. I understand the trees aren't on your property, but the idea is that we keep them. And if excavating equipment is in there and pushing right up to the property boundaries or the wetland buffers, they're going to be disturbed.
Well, yeah, the mature woodland and north property line would be inclusive of the conservation easement.
Correct. My point is you're dimensioning the backs of the buildings 25 feet off of them. That's a very difficult scenario to build without impacting. So you are protecting them. I'm suggesting when you actually get to building that there's some additional caution that may want to be utilized, because if you go in and tear up the roots or compact them, those trees will die in 5 years. So, but to the south, where you have the natural resources, I'd feel a lot more comfortable if they were included in the conservation easement. Because this is just, we've seen a lot of this. I've been on the commission over 10 years, and it's what the residents do 5 years down the line. They forgot. They didn't know the line was there. The damage is done.
Sure. Would the commission be amenable to us getting into the wetland setback areas and doing the grading or the necessary requirements to get the basins and whatever we need to do constructed, and have the wetland setback inclusive of the conservation easement? So at the end of the day, it would be in the easement. We'd be able to construct as designed in the easement moving forward.
That makes sense to me.
Commissioner Deagle.
I would expand upon that. It's possible that some of the stormwater management facilities might encroach into those setbacks, and those are okay. Although I would encourage you to revise the conservation easement to acknowledge those encroachments if you wish to maintain them without having to come back to the city,
sure,
and get permission every time you want to maintain them.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Oh, one last item. Also
now
related,
you know my staffing is what y'all are like.
It's thorough.
Also related to the roads, some of these natural resource impacts are going to be from the public road, the loop road that goes through. The applicant has two options in front of them. They could do a natural resource special exception or they could do the new approach that nobody's used yet that was approved by the council last year. The way I like to call it is the alternatives analysis. Essentially, that's what it was or is. But it goes straight to the council, and the council decides for just public roads, public sidewalks, and public trails, does the project need to do any mitigation? Go straight to the council, and based on an alternatives analysis, the council would make that decision. That's what the applicant would like to do, and so then we're adding that we're recommending that they do that concurrently with the special use. So they'll have to submit something real quick. Nobody's done this before, so I suspect Nick's already told you, but you know, you'll be the one that tests the process. So I apologize ahead of time if I don't ask for all the information the council wants, because I don't know what they want yet.
And that would be on the same agenda as the special use?
Yes, I would encourage that. And that's what we're recommending. So that's a recommendation that's already in the resolution and ordinance. The one about the setbacks right now is just a suggestion. So if the Plan Commission wants to require that, you'll have to add that as a condition to the CSM.
Okay, I'll float this out there, and then you guys can add to it. Is there a motion? This is relative to the three-lot certified survey map. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a three-lot certified survey map being that part of the southeast one quarter of the northeast one quarter of Section 28, Township 5 North, Range 21 East, the City of Franklin in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, and including the dedication, the reservation of rights of way for future roads, including West Park Circle Way, West Park Circle, and half the right-of-way of South 80th Street at approximately 9733 South 76th Street.
West Park Circle would be dedicated. Out of the three, that one would be dedicated.
With West Park Circle being a dedication, not a reservation. Mr. Deagle, additions to that?
I would say just the reservation for 80th Street, because I think you might have mentioned one of the other streets.
That's dedicated. He called. I did it. Dedicated.
But were there three streets named?
Yep.
So two dedications, one reservation.
Correct.
That's right, because West Park Circle Way is technically on the west and east, isn't it? So the west side of West Park Circle Way would be a reservation. The east side would be
what
a dedication.
Says.
What the assistant city engineer just said.
And then if you wanted that conservation, the wetland setbacks added.
I'd then make that motion with the inclusion of the wetland setbacks.
I second that motion.
Being added to the CSM.
I second.
Okay. Any other discussion of that motion? Clear as mud. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, relative to the condominium plat, is there a motion to recommend approval, initially approving a condominium plat for Park Circle Condominiums at approximately 9733 South 76th Street?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Corey. Move on to item D2. Our friends at Croatian Eagle Soccer Club would like two futsal courts. Mr. Dietl.
No public hearing. The northeast corner of the site currently has some gravel there and a parking lot there. That's where they want to put these two futsal courts. We are recommending approval with one suggestion. Used to be landscaping within that area. It was removed a year or two ago. I looked through our files. I can see references to a landscaping plan, but I cannot find any landscaping plan. So I'm assuming it was required at some point, the landscaping, but I can't find it. To confirm that. So that's why I'm only suggesting that they replace the landscaping for where the futsal courts aren't located. Otherwise, we're recommending approval. I should note, too, they did not do a natural resource protection plan for this. Best available information and a natural resource protection plan that was prepared back in 2010 do not show any natural resources in this area. So staff was okay with that.
You've got three ex-aldermen for your fields sitting at this dais. Hogan, you were an alderman for this area.
Yep.
So was I. So is Andrea. So, okay, questions for staff?
Ex-alderman. I'm the only X. And
well, sorry. Any questions for staff? Okay.
I'm okay with it.
Motion to approve.
That motion being to approve a resolution amending the site plan for a property located at 9100 South 76th Street to allow for construction of three futsal courts at the northeast corner of the existing Croatian Soccer Club property, whose taxing is 884-9995-000. Motion by Commissioner Hogan, seconded by Alderman D'Andrea. Discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Look at that little girl soccer player.
Have fun.
Thanks, guys.
We almost never get applause. It's kind of nice.
We get applause, but the other way.
Yeah. Maybe you got to come to more meetings.
Yeah, right? That's true.
You might see those.
Item D3, David Gudgeon and James Loudon, land division, portions of lots, two lots into one lot.
We saved the difficult one for last. Staff's recommending denial on this one. So it's a certified survey map. They're proposing to create one new lot out of the back half of those two existing lots. So it's a three-lot CSM, two existing lots, one proposed new lot that'll be fronting on Minnesota. The issue or the reason that staff's recommending no, both engineering and planning are recommending no, there's an existing water main at the corner of Minnesota and 51st. We recommend that they would extend that along Minnesota, the north side of Minnesota, all the way to the east side of their property boundary so that it could be used for this property and available if anybody to the east needs it in the future. The applicant doesn't want to do that. They want to have a public well. Or a private well, excuse me. I believe there was an alternative suggested by the applicant at the beginning of all this, some kind of private lateral in an easement between the two houses extending from 51st, and the engineering department did not agree with that approach. So then the applicant revised their request to have no public water extension at all, and now they just want the private well. So staff is recommending no. As we usually do, all the information is available or is present in the resolution. If you guys wish to recommend yes, that would require a couple additional conditions, but those are in the draft resolution, one of which would be that the applicant still has to request public water from the council, and then the council denies their request. That's how they would get the private well. So that would be one of the conditions in this resolution if you agree with the applicant. Other conditions are there a couple of technical corrections they have to make. But otherwise, staff is recommending them.
Commissioner Haley.
Quick question. The existing residences, are they on well or city water?
Those two existing ones, I believe, are on water.
Yes.
But further east, nobody is. Sewer is available to everybody, but not the water. Water is only on 51st with a little stub to that corner right there.
And then the sewer is in Minnesota?
Yes.
So they could get it at the corner?
I believe the water, it's hard to tell in the GIS maps. It's right on the edge. It may be in the ditch line, the water. So there might be a cost savings that they might not have to rip up the pavement. But it's too close to call from the maps that I was looking at. Because I'm assuming that the reason would be it's the cost.
What is the cost?
Alderman D'Andrea.
What is the estimated cost to run it?
For sure, although I asked her that this question might be asked.
Yeah, I was looking at it this morning. We haven't, you know, sometimes we estimate, you know, the assessment maximum is 95, so that would be about 100 a foot, but that could potentially be on each side. So that could potentially go up to 200 a foot, which would be very expensive, but 100 is a pretty nice round number, but that would be per foot. And again, it would depend if it's under the road or if it does wind up off the road in the right of way. There's a lot of variables. I'm sorry, we were just talking about it this morning, so I didn't run any numbers. It's not cheap at all.
Mr. Haley.
Okay.
For engineering, would it be possible for them to connect to city water main in 51st Street and run it back via easement on one of the parcels?
That's what was proposed. There are several reasons we're opposed to that. One is then when it does eventually come down to Minnesota, which we plan on happening, we cannot assess them then because there is no benefit to them. Also, although there may be agreements now, if the next people who move in, granted there would be an easement, but if it winds up there's new residents and they hate each other and they want to put a fence up, which we've seen, there's real concern. Now you have a water main running under there. They're prohibited from that.
Okay, I have a motion here to recommend approval. Is there another motion? Tell me which motion you want to read. Somebody make a motion.
Denial.
Is that a motion to deny?
I would make the motion to deny.
Is there support
based
for that motion?
Staff recommendations.
Second.
Discussion of the motion to deny. Commissioner Fowler.
This is a question to staff. We've had cases like this in the past where we've had people come in, ask for these water mains, and there have been problems, if I remember correctly.
Oh, not getting the public water?
Well, they've come in. In several cases, we've had the issue that the engineer brought up about not being able to assess if they were hooking up to someone else, so there was no benefit. And that has caused the city issues in the past. So, and we've explored all the alternatives to do this, and it sounds like none of them are acceptable.
To both parties.
So I just want to be clear that we've pursued several alleys or several avenues, several alternatives. All right, thank you.
Question.
Alderman Dandridge.
If the Plan Commission denies it, does this pack, does this subject still go to the Common Council?
If the applicant wishes it to, yes, with a recommendation of them. So it's only a recommendation from the Plan Commission, so it could still go to Council. Council
okay.
could.
Okay.
And still
correct, agree. But it's up to the applicant if he wants to have it presented to Common Council.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion is to deny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.